Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane Ruby. I have some incredible gifts here that I just want to share with you. First of all, this is a very interesting cup. It is from the Immaculate Conception Parish in Newburyport, Massachusetts, celebrating 175 years. So, another special gift that came with it. But first I want to share the lovely woman who sent it to me, a couple of her brief notes. Dear Dr. Jane, I've been looking forward to being featured on Coffee Chat as one of your fans. Thank you for being here and, as you have said, doing the work that God has put you here to do. You've made me smile, kept me informed, and you've helped me prepare. Matthew 5:10. I do believe there will be a great shaking by the hand of God. And she has a beautiful, almost like your letter is almost like a prayer, Mary. And she closes by saying, in the meantime, please enjoy this mug and gift. The mug was purchased after a Sunday Mass from St. Vincent de Paul Ministry fundraiser. The wrapped box is a gift. I'm excited to have you open. May God continue to bless you and uphold you. Your fans are listening. With love, Mary. Well, thank you, Mary. That's so beautiful. And what Mary's referring to was a box that came with the coffee mug, and it's called Coffee Break. It's absolutely stunning. When I opened it, I hope you can see it. It's a $1 coin, public seal of the Dr. Jane's eyes are not what they used to be. This is certified that the silver commemorative coin, being legal tender with the NIU, was struck at the Mint of Poland in conformity with the following specifications. Beautiful. Year of issue, 2023. Look at this, absolutely gorgeous. And it commemorates, it says Coffee Break. How perfect is that, right? Thank you, Mary. Absolutely beautiful. Really beautiful. Brought tears to my eyes when I opened it. Well, guys, I want to talk about the fact that we really are on our own. There's so many signs around us, and I think that it's very important that we pay attention, be aware of our situational awareness, it's called, from my security friends. Be aware of your surroundings. Sorry that you have to live like that. Sorry if it's upsetting. The truth is difficult sometimes, but it's life-saving all the time, in my opinion. In the short run sometimes, but always at least by the long run. So word is coming out. I'm sure it's being suppressed. Word is coming out, I'll give you an example, that there are boatloads of Haitians. These were released from Haitian prisons. If you're following the news in general, there's a lot of chaos, unrest. I believe they kicked out their prime minister. He can't come back to the island. The other half of the island is the Dominican Republic. Not sure how at risk people are there, but there are apparently American travelers, tourists that are having difficulty getting out, but who's not having trouble getting out are these Haitian prisoners, criminals, lawless people that apparently are coming over in boats and going on to Jupiter Island, which is, I mean, they're on the shores of the United States, they're invading Florida. There was one news story in particular that indicated that last week there were varying reports on the numbers. I'm sure they have a lot, the military industrial complex and the mainstream media has a lot to do with following their marching orders to kind of confuse the numbers and mix them up. And so these people, you know, 6 people, 27 people, 110 people, supposedly some of them were apprehended, but you know, they're infiltrating into the community. And let's be honest. South Florida in particular, but Florida in general, has always been a place where illegals come and go, work, live, everybody's quiet, doesn't say anything about it. But now we have out and out prisoners who broke out. They've been rioting, killing people. There are reports of cannibalism, and they're here. Where are they? Why isn't the local government and the state government of Florida warning people, telling them to call the police if they see anything suspicious? I mean, a lot of that is common sense, but why isn't there any information from the authorities? You know, their responsibility is to maintain public safety. Well, I think I know the answer to that, and I think you know it too. We are on our own. You're on your own. Look, by the time, if somebody broke into your home, if they're milling around your neighborhood, if they're robbing things out of people's homes and garages and yards, it's gonna take the police 15 to 20 minutes to get there. They committed the crime, they're long gone. And I'm not sure exactly what the criminal laws are on apprehension in the state of Florida. I don't know if they're as bad as New York State, where you get a ticket, an appearance ticket, after you commit a crime. I mean, you have to laugh. It's ridiculous to even say it, but it's real. So we are on our own. That means everything I've been saying in the last couple of years about stay local, think about your home, think about your neighborhood. What would you do if you had to provide your own security? What kinds of things would you do around your home? And let's say there were a couple of days of rioting in your local area, in your urban center, near your neighborhood, and you thought it best to avoid going out for a few days and just hunker down, kind of like even in a self-imposed way or in a government-imposed way. You know, do you have enough food? Do you have solar generators? Do you have backup generators? Let's say the electricity doesn't go out, but maybe it does locally here and there. Do you have enough to sustain yourself? Because you're going to need to. The answer is not, well, I don't know. No anymore. You're going to need to. You're going to need to think about it. You're going to need to plan for it. And it just, the whole, you know, Haitian, you know, boat thing, landing on Jupiter Island. Jupiter Island is like a resort area. It's got beautiful hotels. It's on the ocean on one side. It's just a sign that we're on our own. I don't have time for the naysayers. I don't have time for people who say, oh, you're too negative, you're too doom and gloom. Yeah, you're not gonna think that when you start to have illegals in your neighborhoods. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm trying to get you to connect to the reality. Because when you connect to the reality, you start to think differently. You see what I'm saying? When you face the truth, even though it's, oh my God, it's frightening. Oh geez, okay, wait a minute. It's unsettling, it's anxiety provoking. But when you face it, you now plan in a different way. You think about things and gather resources in a way that you wouldn't do if your head stayed buried in the sand. That's why I do what I do. That's why I say it the way I do, to get you to think in a different way, to get you to, not to run out and panic and buy everything in the grocery store. Come on, let's not be stupid. Let's take it at its normal level. To have some things in place for basic survival and to thrive and to keep your situation for you and your family and your close friends and your like-minded neighbors in the most level controlled way possible. So Dr. Stella was on yesterday, last night, and I wanted to talk about famine, because famine seems like this far off, oh, that happens in other countries, you know. Remember when some of us who are old enough, our parents would say, oh, you better eat your dinner because there are starving children in China or India or whatever. They would name some, you know, some way off, very far away country or some third world country, but still it was all remote. And you were like, oh, please, then send it to them. But the point of that is that it was never close enough to be an issue of concern or something that we would have to worry about. I mean, come on, we're wrapped up in the comfort and convenience of the industrial world of big food. We're always going to have grocery stores burgeoning with fresh fruit and vegetables nicely laid out. And if one was tilted one way, you hear people bitching and moaning. It's like stupid. But that, you have to remember, that is the presence or fall of that abundance is only a difference of a few days of some things changing. Those supply chains never seemed vulnerable because they just kept rolling in, reliable, always there. But those supply chains, if they're interrupted, if anything that supports them and their transport is interrupted, it takes like a day or two to shut it all down. And then, of course, when people start to see it and realize, and they rush the stores and they clean it out, then it's an even worse situation because there's no even opportunity for people to store a few things. So do it now. Do it now. I think people think that, well, unless, you know, some big, you know, alien ship comes down or some, you know, foreign UN, you know, jeeps and trucks and tanks come rolling through, you know, then I'll start to worry. We're far from that. Actually, we're not. We're not far from it. I think the more prepared we are and the more we talk about it, the more they hold off. They put it off. They're too aware right now. Let's let them get fat and happy again. Let's hold off on moving forward with anything, whether it's the digital currency, interrupting supply chains. I mean, we're being hit from every angle. You got the situation with the spraying of metals in the sky. I just saw a video on social media. I'm not sure where it was and it wasn't corroborated, but it sure looked nefarious. And what it was two guys, they looked like it was military green. I don't know if it was Canada, here, whatever, okay? You can look it up. But the one guy in a Jeep is obviously following the other guy. He's on the edge of a forest and he's got a, just like a little baby flamethrower. And it's like, as he goes along the edge, then you can see a little bit through that part of the forest that he must have done it on the other side, because now the flames are like 6 feet tall. And that's how these fires are started. It's just that somebody was working with him and was filming it. Maybe they were filming it so they could get paid by whoever's paying them to do that, to show proof that they did it. Maybe it was filmed because they want to become a whistleblower and make people aware that this is really happening. Doesn't matter. Awareness is what's important. Awareness is what's important. And let me tell you something. Anybody that gets in my way of bringing this awareness, anybody who says, well, that's too serious, or you don't want to scare people, or tone it down. What's your deal? What's your agenda? What are you trying to get in the way of the truth for? Think about it. My antenna are so high, it picks up everything. So it's a little bit later in the morning And the birds are pretty quiet. You know, I watch them because, you know, talk about, quote, and real, the canary in the mine. You know, the number of the little lizards that run around here, the little geckos or whatever they are, the numbers of squirrels. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of trees in addition to palm trees. And so usually those are the types of those nut trees, you know, that squirrels like. Just seems like the number of squirrels I could walk in the neighborhood for a couple of hours and I might see one or two squirrels where I used to see, you know, 20 or 30 on a walk like that. Does that mean anything? I don't know. Maybe not. But being aware of your surroundings, being aware of things that could be changing. Now, I want to talk about individually doing some stuff for yourself. For example, I have above ground pots where I'm growing lemons and limes. Granted, I live in an environment where I can do that outside and maybe on my little patio, but everybody can do it. Ask a better question, you get a better answer. Everybody can do something like that. Some people get grow lights and then you put their pots in their basements, if they have a basement. We don't have basements in Florida. Some people grow inside, if they have enough space, they grow with grow lights put into their ceilings or hanging, and they grow in their home because they can control the temperature. I have this box that's about this high. I'll do like a little video of that and I'll include it. Just sort of a, you know, silent kind of walk around and tutorial. I have the tower garden, which, by the way, I had at one point a few years ago, I had the tower garden inside my apartment. Like it was in a, there were corner windows, right? So I put it in the corner, plugged it into a plug, and you know, it was fairly easy to keep it clean. You know, some of the droppings on the floor, but they were like a clean tile floor. So it was very easy to Windex it and clean it up. The point is, you know, it didn't get bugs. They were self pollinating. You have to be, you know, you have to be cognizant of getting that because they're not outside for the bees and all that. Lots of ways to do these things, right? I choose above ground things to grow. I've got a strawberry plant. I've got a green pepper plant. I've got the hot peppers, tons of basil, tons of oregano, rosemary, cilantro, parsley. Talked to Dr. Stella yesterday about famine, and she said, you know, when the governments, she grew up in Cameroon, when the governments, you know, the corruption and the martial law and the craziness, she said, the reason my people didn't starve is because they were agrarian. They already were farmers. So they could get right into, and they, you know, growing with a strategy so that they could survive. She said, now they're doing in a smaller way, smaller country, what they're doing here. They're destroying some of those farmlands where they can get to them, where they can tear down the farmers in some way or imprison them, like they're trying to do to Amos Miller up in Pennsylvania, or just out and out confiscating farmers' lands or burning it. So there's an effort, if you really sit back and look, at taking out our ability to be independent, to be free, to be on our own, and to be not dependent on government. Because when you're dependent on government, they call the shots and they control it. I do know a lot of you, I hear from a lot of you that you are growing some things. And it's a tapestry of things you need to do. Making relationships and connections with local, small cattle and chicken, poultry, raising farms. Go and talk to them. Tell them, I'll be here for you. My community, I'll get other people, will support you so that you can sustain and continue to raise the animals injection-free, chemical-free, feed them the little bit more expensive grains that are not, or whatever they're eating, that are not from industrial companies like Monsanto and all these big, you know, whatever, these chemical companies. And let that reassure them, hey, we're in a partnership. We're here for each other. Let's make sure we make the connection and we make the commitment for you. I'm sorry for that drill in the background. Guys, I wish somebody would invent a weed whacker. This is happening out in the street, a weed whacker without that's so loud. I don't understand how you could have a giant car or truck that's fairly quiet when it's operating, but you have this little shit thing on a stick that is so annoying. It sounds like bugs buzzing or bees buzzing. And it goes on all day on the day that it goes on. So there's no, I try to wait until they're done, but it's like in the whole, you know, neighborhood. It's just, I don't know, maybe some of you might say, well, what's the big deal? But it's so annoying and it interrupts my train of thought, especially in the morning. Maybe not enough coffee. But anyway, getting back to, you can do a lot, a little bit of a lot of different things. And that's my whole point. We don't know what's coming. There could be brownouts, there could be blackouts on the internet so that you don't get access to the information you need. Well, I'll watch Dr. Jane later, I'll watch this other person. I know you don't have time, I get it. I know you're trying to juggle your lives, but have a plan in place. Have a plan. In a couple of months, I'm gonna get into some new topics. I'm finishing some projects and I'll explain more about that later, but I don't want to get into talking about some other issues that could be very helpful until I finish these projects, which should be really in a few weeks. So lots of good things coming. I did a space last night. These Twitter spaces are really interesting. I know some of you don't want to have anything to do with, you know, this platform or that platform. I say get your information wherever you can, discern through it, but get it from wherever you can before it's not there anymore. Because Twitter does this thing that's almost like a town hall. And there's a great, great guy on Twitter called PatriotStorm17. Follow him if you can. And he's graciously invited me to do a few spaces. Some of them are, they're all interesting. Some of them are a little contentious. Some of them are trolls. I love this guy because he's got a really good nose for trolls, and he's on it almost like moments or two before I even pick it up. But for the most part, last night was really special. I reposted it on my Twitter. Take a listen to it. It's a couple hours, something you can do in the car. Just listen. It's nothing you need to watch. Take your time away, but washing the dishes, put it on. It's like an audio podcast, but lots of great questions that people asked. Gave me an opportunity to go into some areas and share information that I haven't been able to do or I don't normally do, that I wouldn't be, you know, invited into. So that was a particularly good one last night. I urge you to go back and listen to that one. And that's about it. I'm going to meet with Michael Yan later this afternoon. We're going to get together and talk about some things. And so I hope to have him on the show tomorrow night. I think that would be really interesting. We're going to talk about, you know, he's been pushing the notion of warning the American people about famines. You think, well, you know, come on, we're loaded. We got resources. We're not going to have a famine. You know, he's talking about it from what's coming. He's seeing in the Darien Gap in Panama and what's coming to America. And Dr. Stella's corroborating, saying, hey, the signs, we're all ripe for it here. And it's not a pretty picture. So it's something you want to be prepared for. You want to push back on and all that. But I want to get more of Michael's perspective on what he sees as, you know, coming to America in terms of how it's going to manifest, how the famines are going to come. I think that'll be absolutely fabulous and informative. And yeah, that'll be great. So thanks for being with me on this coffee chat. Thanks to Mary for the lovely cup that you picked up at the fundraiser. And of course, the beautiful silver coin from Poland, minted called Coffee Break, and so beautiful with the flowers. Hello to all my Polish friends. Okay, guys, have a great, great day, and I will see you tomorrow night on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Take care.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new health care regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.